National Radio Club.
Heidi Exers, welcome to Market Scope for March 2010. This month I thought we would hang around with Mark Marino and enjoy some oldies.
Let's listen to a man who's not only a veteran of Chicago radio, but also known nationally and possibly internationally. I was thinking about it the other day, and Dick Biondi has a distinction that I don't know many other jocks have, considering the length of the format. He's now, in a way, come back. Of course, you remember he was in the early 60s on WLS AM. He is now back at WLS, but this time it's WLS FM. We're going to hear him in just a moment, but think about this for a second. Dick Biondi has the distinction of being at WJMK, which was an oldie station here for 21 years. He was there for their entire duration of the format, from the first day it started to the last day it ended. He was there on the air every day that whole time. How about that? And Dick is sounding as good as ever.
Yay, the Four Tops, Dick Biondi here, and let's find out, if you don't mind, what the weather's like outside on the south side. Hey, Frank, what's it like
now? Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And keep listening to 94.7. Yeah. Well, we're getting a snow job tonight, I'll tell you. Raspberries, let's go all the way. You see that she's mine. Dick Biondi reminding you to smile, be happy here, and congratulations to Mark Babisud of Hodgkin Park and Vicky Burke of Franklin Park, who each won $1,000 today on the grand in your hand. And don't forget, tomorrow at 7:10, you'll find out from Tom O'Toole what the song is. Then when you hear it being played between between Scott Shannon and Greg Brown, be the 15th caller, and you could be the winner, okay? Okay, the weatherman says, actually, it's a four-letter word, snow, but there should be a chance of snow after midnight, blustery, low in the lower 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, areas of blowing snow early in the morning, blustery, temperatures will be steady in the lower 20s, and right now it's 27 degrees. All right, 94.7. Please drive carefully out there. We don't want any of you in an accident. This is I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band, the Moody Blues. Yeah, Moody Blues, doing it. All right, Dick Biondi with Jim Croce. You know what you don't do, right? You don't mess around with Jim.
Uptown got its hustlers. Bowery got its bumps.
Everybody, let's take a ride up the Green River here with Creedence Clearwater Revival. Little swamp rock, Tuesday night in Chicago, and it's snowing all around. Greetings there, Dick Biondi reminding you, you can meet Danny Lake at Petco in Chicago, and he'll be at 2000 North Clybourne in Chicago on Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m., so stop by, and he'll be giving away tickets to the 101 Dalmatians musical at the Cadillac Palace Theater and a year's worth of doggy grooming from Petco. Oh, all right. That's a way to go. Let me see. Well, maybe we could send our boss up there to get that year's doggy grooming.
94.7 WLS-FM wants to put a grand in your hand.
$1,000.
All you have to do is listen to the music you already love while you're working.
Thank you so much. Oh, boy. I don't know. I'm not going to spend it on bills, definitely. I'm going to go on vacation. Thank you so much. I love you, 94.7.
You've got two chances to put a grand in your hand each weekday from 94.7 WLS-FM.
Secret agent man.
Yeah. Johnny Rivers, secret agent man. Dick Biondi reminding you tonight we'll be giving away another pair of tickets to see Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band, courtesy of Live Nation. That'll be on August 14th down in Toyota Park in Bridgeview, so be listening, and I'll tell you when to call. It'll be sometime before 11 o'clock, that's for sure.
The best music, WLS.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you.
Finger, Dick Biondi with Dusty Springfield. This is Son of a Preacher Man.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along.
Yeah, good old Dusty. Don't forget, tomorrow you got two chances to win a grand right here on 94.7 WLSFM, so make sure you're around. Chicago Gold. Yeah, Gary Loizzo, the American breed. Bend me. Shape me.
You are all the woman I need. And baby, you know it.
Help me. Help me. Help me.
Shape me any way you want. You got the power to turn on the light.
Yeah, you got it, I'll tell you. Hope you're driving carefully out there, because that weather is rough. This is a horse with no name, America.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life.
Yay, that's America. A horse with no name. I still can't understand that. If the horse doesn't, how do you get him to come to you? What do you say? Hey, you! You know, like, what's he going to go? A horse would... And imagine if he was in a race. How are you going to bet him? You don't know what to put the bet on.
Chicago's true oldies. WLS.
Hello, Mary. Goodbye, heart. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Yes, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
Rick Nelson. Hello, Mary Lou. Mr. Eric Clapton. I love playing this one when I do my record hops. Everybody gets sort of belly to belly.
Wondering what clothes to wear.
94.7 WLS-FM. Hello to BJ listening in Chicago. Hermits, hermits, there's a kind of a hush.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Okay, by the way, I want to take a moment to say hello to Bill out in Berwyn, who is one of the snowplow drivers. And as we, you know, we always tell you to please, during this time when traffic and snow and everything, be nice to them and give them the thumbs up. You know, smile, tell them they're doing a great job. Plenty of wonderful men and women out there. And don't get upset if they're in front of you, you know, because they're doing what they have to do. They're clearing it. Just take your time and you'll get there and you'll be safe behind them. Right. And now we're going to see how lucky you are, because I want to give away a pair of tickets to see Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefers from courtesy of Live Nation. And I will take caller number 12 at 312-922-TRUE. Caller number 12. Okay, I'm here. Yes, and I have a winner. Congratulations to Matt Morjeka of Oaklawn, Illinois. Matt is a trucker delivering and hauling stuff, and he was listening, and he was caller number 12. He wins two tickets to see Jimmy Buffett on August 14th at Toyota Park down there in Bridgeview, which means that tomorrow night you'll have a chance to win two, because we're doing it each night this week. Congratulations to you, Matt, and to everybody that tried. Thank you for being so nice. If you're ready, the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose, Treat Her Like a Lady. Jackson 5, love you save. Here comes the Guess Who. This is Laughing.
Well, you're laughing at me.
Laughing.
Well, what you doing to me, girl?
Laughing.
I'm looking, you laughing.
WLSFM Chicago.
Spend the night together listening to 94.7 WLSFM and the Dick Biondi Show. And maybe you'll even hear some silly love songs. McCartney and Wings and Silly Love Songs. Okay, got to talk to you a minute about the roads out there. Our good buddy Mo just called in. He's driving the truck and delivering. But he was telling me that things are getting a little rough out there because there's a lot of ice and, you know, up on 290 and 80 and 355. And he's seeing a lot of cars in the ditches. And I think one guy he was behind, he was lucky enough to get around him, and the car spun around, and I don't know if anybody plowed into him, but please. And then, of course, Mo said that the guys that are out there that think they're at Indianapolis going 70, 80 miles an hour, please slow down. You know what I mean? If you don't care about yourself, care about the people that, you know, are driving at the right speed. If you want to, you know, if you want to go crazy, do it when the weather's better, because you won't be around to enjoy it if you plow into something, okay? Weatherman says tonight, chance of snow after midnight, blustery, low in the lower 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, areas of blowing snow early in the morning, blustery. Temperatures will stay in the lower 20s all day, and right now it's 28 degrees. Don't mean to preach at you, just that we want you to be safe, and maybe keep you from, you know, if maybe one of the highway patrolmen, state police or something is out there, and they see you doing it, they might say, oh, here's a chance for me to get a good big ticket. There you go. Elvis Presley. in Chicago. It's oh, such
it was a night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was.
Such a night.
The moon was bright. Oh, how bright it was, it really was.
Such a night.
Such a night.
Association from Chicago, where we've got a little bit of snow on the ground. Here's Marvin Gaye.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, baby. Ooh. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Marvin Gaye, how sweet it is, yeah, and Mark Babysoot of Hodgkins Park and Vicky Byrne of Franklin Park are saying how sweet it is. They won $1,000 in the grand in the hand today. Maybe it'll be you tomorrow.
94.7 WLS-FM wants to put a grand in your hand.
$1,000.
All you have to do is listen to the music you already love while you're working.
Fantastic. That's great. That made my day. $1,000 is quite a lot. I know just what I'm going to do with it, too. I'm going to pay some bills.
You've got two chances to put a grand in your hand each weekday from 94.7 WLS-FM.
Those are the easy beats and Friday on my mind. These are the Isley Brothers. That lady.
Thanks, Mark. It was great to hear the Wild Italian boogieing away once again on the Big 94.7. Also, very unusual to hear a DJ announce song titles and artists anymore. Also, Mark invites you to tune into his Oldies radio program every Monday and Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Time at WQNA.org. Click on the Listen Live link. And please don't forget about all the MarketScope fans out here. We need your help. If you would be so kind to send us recordings of anything interesting from your radio market, just like Mark did, we would all be most grateful. I'm Phil Wayne. I can be reached at 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351-1652. Come on, you're snowed in for the next 6 weeks. Send me a tape. Make all us Market Scope geeks smile. Now here's Smilin' Fred with musings from the members.
White striped pavement for a view. Miles you spend alone, and no one there to talk to you. Such a long, long way back home. Acres filled with glass and steel, and neon for your sky. Vacant lots and driving wheels, enough to make you cry.
Why don't
the DX Audio Service Musings from Members. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, the editors, or publishers. Members may muse by calling the Action Line 24 hours a day.
Hi, Audio Service Members. This is Mike Dukin calling from Hayward, Wisconsin, with a couple of things, including a suggestion. There is an interesting sign-off announcement in the Twin Cities from radio station KFXN. It's in Minneapolis. They are a daytimer at 690 on the dial. The sign-off announcement is rather amusing and interesting because it also includes a clip from former Governor Jesse Ventura. Mark Dernberger, I think it would be interesting if you could feature that announcement in one of your columns. For those of you or those of us that have computer and internet access, it's also available through www.radiotapes.com. Wayne Ryan, I also want to answer a question from a couple of months back. You picked up some Wisconsin stations bringing sports. Yes, the 1310 station is WIBA out of Madison. The 1330 station that you didn't know was WHBL out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin, which is north of Milwaukee on Lake Michigan. And yes, 1360 is WTAQ in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So there you go. That is all. Stay warm, 73s, and good DX.
Hello, fellow DX. It's Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, I don't know, I don't understand about this for love nor money, but the Boston Bruins are now on WBZ-FM 98.5 rather than on AM 1030 WBZ, which, as we know, gets out like gangbusters at night. There's been a change in Cincinnati. They've swapped. WCKY now has ESPN. WSAI has Fox Sports. They traded. Also, I've had a pickup this last Sunday night. WTCM, Traverse City, Michigan on 580, came in like gangbusters about 6 o'clock. And I found out they're 50,000 watts in the daytime and 1,100 watts at night. Well, this morning, January the 29th, Susan Cox retired from CKPC from doing the stock market reports. She's done it on this station here for 32 years. Also, I mentioned about a station on 1420 that I caught playing music early in the morning. I found out this morning that it is WACK in Newark, New York, which isn't very far from Rochester, where we'll be having our convention this year, and we'll be able to get it very well there. Two big radio stations in Montreal have gone silent, 50,000 watters. 690, that used to be CBF, they were formerly the flagship station of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation's French network, and 940, which used to be CBM in the days of the old TransCanada network of the CBC, and they, in more recent years, were CINW. They were all news and seemed to do very well with it, and then later went to a top 40 format, and I think they carried coast to coast at night. But they're gone. So that's going to open up those frequencies, and we can have some fun with that. Already I'm very elated that on 940 I'm getting WGRP, Greenville, Pennsylvania, which isn't much more than across the lake from me. It's between Erie and Pittsburgh. When we had our conventions in Pittsburgh, I had the pleasure of listening to the station as we went through that general vicinity.
Hello there. Bob Rathbun from Lowell. And a few quick things. One, I'm interested in finding out a website where I can get Canadian stations listed, the call letters, city, province, and frequency. If anyone knows a website for that, I'd be happy to have it. And for all that goes, if you know a website like that for the USA, be happy to have it. Secondly, I have mentioned that John Bowker produced for the After Dark the graveyard frequencies, which we have never heard on the DX audio service. I believe John has those six frequencies completely done, and with just an intro and an exit at the end given by anyone who wants to, that would be great stuff to have. I'd love to hear that, and that would last about another 2 years. So I would encourage that if it's at all possible and if John is willing. But certainly he added so much to the DX audio service. And thirdly, Wayne Ryan, do you know where the city of CKNX 920 on the dial? They keep saying Western Ontario, but that doesn't give me the city of license. So if you have that, if you'd stick that on when you're calling, CKNX 920. Thank you very much.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is January 26th. Got my tape today. AM 700 WDNV is now on the air officially with blocks of music ranging from Middle Eastern music to Hispanic. An announcer from time to time will give a corporate phone number headquartered somewhere in Michigan if you want to buy advertisements. 920 WURA is officially on the air now with Hispanic programming with music. Again, the signal is not being beamed toward the Washington-Baltimore area. And as of today, WZAA 1050 in Silver Spring, Maryland has dropped the Air America format, which went bankrupt, and is now broadcasting WTOP 103.5, along with sports broadcasting, Washington Capitals, national baseball, and college basketball and football. I believe Navy is the college they broadcast.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And if you would like to be a part of the musings and pass along some information, it's real easy to do. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 646-402-5685. That's 646-402-5685. And when prompted, enter the number 62544. That's your password, 62544. And then when you hear the beep, just leave your message. Please keep it brief and to the point so everyone has a chance to speak. Keep it of interest to the vast majority of the DX Audio Service members and not something really obscure. And above all, no need to repeat or recap, because that's what a rewind button is for. Now let's answer a question or two. Let's see. Bob, you had a question about websites that might have some information. Well, let me tell you three of them that I use, and these might be of some help. The first one is one of our National Radio Club members has a website, and it's called topazdesigns.com/AMBC. That's T-O-P, of course, www, topazdesigns.com/AMBC. Now, if you're a glutton for punishment and you want some highly technical FCC and legal ease stuff, then go to www.fccinfo. That webpage is www.fccinfo.com. And then finally, Radio Locator is another website, and that's www.radio-locator.com. So those should fix you up. Well, you know, it must be the general times that we're in right now with the economy in the dumpster and such that kind of brings out the worst in people, because it seems like the talk radio folks are starting to turn on each other. Here's a report that Steve filed, which I think you might find of some interest. Steve?
Over the past several weeks, several rival broadcast firms in the talk radio field have dispensed with professional courtesy and seemingly declared war on one another. And in a related story, one especially troubled outfit is recklessly lobbing grenades internally as well. The result? Unusual public spats, abruptly yanked programming, sacked managers and hosts, as well as lingering bad feelings. Tracking the twists and turns can be as confusing as keeping up with Lost's final season, but here's a rough attempt at a scorecard/timeline of the recent turmoil. In December, it became clear that wildly incompetent Citadel Communications CEO Farid Solman would remain in place despite his firm's impending bankruptcy. creditors inexplicably chose to retain the failed manager, despite his ruinous reign over the company. Clear Channel quietly continued to pull syndicated programming from its Premier Radio Networks division. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Coast to Coast AM with George Noory, and others, from stations it doesn't own. The plan, create new outlets in these markets, with some utilizing the Rush Radio format. In Raleigh, it's already on the air, while another new talker in Boston is set to debut shortly. In anticipation of this move, Entercom's WRKO 680 AM in the latter city has lost all premier programming except for Limbaugh, but that could soon be pulled as well. Emboldened by his incredible good fortune at the hands of Citadel's creditors, who will control the firm post-bankruptcy, Sulman embarked on an intense firing spree, targeting managers, local talkers, WLS in Chicago especially hard hit, and even syndicated fare, Coast to Coast AM yanked at WABC in New York City and elsewhere. Through WABC program director Lori Cantillo, Citadel took a shot at Noory's high-rated program, calling it canned, conspiratorial, and just plain dull. That kind of public statement from a radio manager is highly unusual. This week, serious talker and former WABC host Lynn Samuels lambasted Cantillo and Citadel for their behavior. Here's her on-air rant, which we have taken the liberty to bleep in a few places.
May I please just say to the program director of my ex-station, WABC in New York, you are one stupid f***ed-up Lori. Do you know what this did? She took off Coast to Coast AM in New York and L.A. No wonder Citadel is bankrupt. Well, I guess I better keep my job serious because I'm never going to get one at W. They took off Coast to Coast to put on, we're not allowed to say, a retard, an idiot, Doug McIntyre. So you listen to men on WABC and KABC, and God knows how many other stations, screaming at you all day. So nighttime comes, and you want to hear George Noory, and you want to talk about, you know, weird stuff, ghosts and string theory and stuff like that, something intelligent in a calm manner, because the show is on from 1 to 5 in the morning. And because Citadel is syndicating this Doug McIntyre, they put another man to scream at you from 1 to 4 in the morning. So they've now taken away the L.A. and New York outlets for Coast to Coast, because in her press release, Lori, idiot, says, oh, it's all about ghosts and conspiracies, and frankly, it's boring. No, Lori, it's intelligent. But we wouldn't expect you to notice, you dumb f***, you.
From here, it's a certainty that Clear Channel will immediately need new homes for all of its premier programming, including Limbaugh, in order to escape the unstable environment at Citadel. It was widely hoped that the latter firm's bankruptcy would bring about Sulman's removal, but that clearly isn't going to occur. That creates a major hassle for Clear Channel, as Citadel, unfortunately, owns most of the top talk stations in big cities, including WABC, WLS, KSFO, WBAP, WJR, WMAL, KABC, and many others. But from a business standpoint, it has no choice but to proceed as quickly as contractually possible. Stay tuned, as this battle has only just begun.
Thanks, Steve. It'll be interesting to see how talk radio eats itself. Boy, I long for the days when we had music on the AM band. How about you? Here's another article which is kind of interesting. It's titled Music In, Commercials Out by Leslie Stimson for Radio World Magazine Online. Jake Segal, founder and CEO of Baein Electronics, told me at a recent CES convention that he designed his new commercial-free FM radio with his parents in mind. I give my parents my old iPods. They don't use them. because they don't want to go through the process of connecting the devices to a computer, downloading music, and creating a playlist to hear the music. Mayen's Abbey Model AB001 promises to remove the commercials and DJ talk for hours of uninterrupted music. Whether that's a good thing depends, I suppose, on how you feel about commercials and DJs. Sigal said when you tune the radio to a station, the FM tuner records the audio stream. Using PopCatcher technology, a detected algorithm, it analyzes the audio and removes the spots and the DJ patter. The individual songs are saved as MP3 files and stored on the docked Music Lock portable player for playback over the built-in speakers or elsewhere. The player has a 500-song capacity or 2 gigabytes of storage space, according to the company. Mayen worked with the National Federation for the Blind to make the portable player accessible. The buttons for skip, pause, play, fast forward, as well as save and delete commands are all raised and are different shapes. The Abbey commercial-free music system is now shipping and available from Mayen and Amazon. It lists for $249.99. Here's another unique part, or a scary part, for a commercial music station. Sweden-based PopCatcher says its technology can be integrated with almost every kind of media player that contains a radio. It's pursuing deals to integrate its technology into cell phones, portable MP3 players, and car stereos. PopCatcher says it can detect repeat songs and skip those too. If you grew up in the Midwest listening to the radio, and especially if you lived near Motown, you probably recall this voice.
Today at your supermarket.
Keener 13, WKNR.
You had to be there at 8. You got 3 minutes to do so.
The Wonder Worker is working wonders.
Featuring special Belvederes.
He is the Wonder Worker.
Olay, go see the Wonder Worker, Bill Snethkamp. He'll work wonders for you. And Dick Burton here. Steel gray eyes, lean hard body, computer quick mind, large flabby stomach. Hear the Marvelettes to sing.
Legendary Detroit radio personality and Hall of Fame broadcaster Dick Burton has announced his retirement from CBS Radio's WOMC 104.3. After 45 years on the air in Detroit, the last 14 hosting Morning Drive on WOMC, he will retire effective March the 26th. Burton tells RBR, "It's been great. You know, things have tightened up in the station, just like elsewhere, but that's radio and TV for you today. Things aren't as they used to be in terms of freedom on the air for music stations. It has to be tighter. You remember the Ryan Seacrest memo. It affects everyone. As I said in my statement at 7:30 a.m. this morning on the air when I announced my retirement, I've loved what I've done, and I still do, except quite honestly, lately, I've been loving it a little less." After March the 26th, Purton tells us that he and his wife Gail, who has been battling ovarian cancer for 13 years, are going to have some fun, travel more, and enjoy life. Dick is feeling great, and Gail is too. While not likely to get back onto the radio, he did entertain a good conversation by mentioning that he might entertain an offer by Sirius if he could work at home. But for the most part, once you wrap it up, you wrap it up. He did mention the entire city has been having a ball with the Toyota recall problems of late. He said, quote, "Let's face it, they've destroyed this town, so paybacks are kind of funny." Daughter Jennifer Burton tells RBR, "I think the magic of the radio man and the father is summed up with these words: talent, integrity, compassion, and generosity. It's impossible to describe the pride that our family is feeling at the moment. The indelible mark Dad has made on the lives of his listeners for the last 45 years in Detroit radio is profound. Now it's time for the next chapter to be written. I know this. My parents will use this time to pursue all kinds of new dreams and new adventures. Purton, regarded as the country's most respected, revered, and recognized air personalities, is an icon in radio broadcasting. During his long career, he's been installed in both the National Radio Halls of Fame as well as the Michigan Broadcasters Hall of Fame, and has won the coveted Marconi as the nation's top radio personality. Along with many other honors and awards, he's earned a Television Emmy in 1980 for his stellar performance emceeing the Detroit Emmy TV Awards television special, and was selected to run as an Olympic torchbearer in 2002. Purton's show is always topical and infused with intelligent comedy, taking listeners to the edge, but never crossing the line. He's nationally recognized as the father of the original put-on call, which has become a programming staple on many radio stations across the country. Surrounding himself with a cast of characters, both real and imaginary, he excels in what radio was meant to be, the theater of the mind. An equal opportunity satirist, Purton has good-hearted skewered everyone and everything in the public eye. Says Dick, "I was trying to put off my retirement until the Lions made it to the Super Bowl. But frankly, I've got to get some sleep. It's been my honor to have been welcomed into the houses and the homes and lives of people in Southeast Michigan for the past 45 years. It's been a ball, and besides of all the fun, I hope we've made a difference." Unfortunately, we are losing a legend, noted Debbie Kenyon, Vice President and Marketing Manager of CBS Radio Detroit. No one has made more of an impact on Detroit radio than Dick Purton. He's truly one of a kind. Millions of people have woken up to Dick's voice in the morning. His departure will leave a void I'm not sure that anyone can fill. Purton's dedication and commitment extends beyond his morning show. The Detroit News recognized his charitable contributions by naming him Michiganian of the Year in 1993. This past September, he and his wife Gail were bestowed the honor of being Good Fellows of the Year by the Detroit Good Fellows organization for their ongoing commitment to charitable causes. Throughout his career, Purton has helped many charitable organizations and countless people in need. His annual Radiothon for the Salvation Army's Bed and Bread program has raised more than $22 million since 1988 to feed the homeless and hungry in the Detroit metro area. This year's Radiothon will be held on Friday, February 26 at Oakland Mall in Troy, Michigan, from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and broadcast on WOMC and streamed live on www.womc.com. His Radiothon is the largest single-day, single radio station fundraiser in the country. He has also been active in fundraising for ovarian cancer research at the Karmanos Cancer Center through the Gail Purton Ovarian Cancer Research Fund, and has been an avid supporter of Children's Hospital, among other charities in the Detroit metro area. Purton's career path began in his hometown of Buffalo, New York, and included stays in Syracuse, New York, Jacksonville, Florida, and Cincinnati, Ohio, while the later destination he personally arranged for the Beatles to perform in Cincinnati during their first tour of America in 1964. He and Gail scraped together $2,500, their life savings, and convinced four of his fellow jocks to do the same to secure the Fab Four's performance. When they took to the stage, it was Purton who introduced them. In 1965, he traveled north on I-75 for his first Detroit job at legendary WKNR Keener 13. In 1968, he was wooed to Baltimore to WBAL, where he did the morning show for 5 weeks before being fired for being too wild for the town. A month later, he returned to morning radio in Detroit on WXYZ 1270, where he stayed for 10 years. Then in 1978, he crossed the river to CKLW AM in Windsor, Canada. 4 years later, he switched to the FM band and shortened his commute by moving to WCZY FM in Detroit, which later became WKQI. In 1994, he moved to WOMC, where he's been ever since. Purton and his wife raised 6 daughters and now boast 7 grandchildren.
As you know, Scott Regan is a song of the survey called A Skateboard Saw, because I gave a big contest, and so I had to come into town, and nobody had ever heard of me before, and so I might add that a lot of people in this town still haven't, and so I have invented my own contest called the Picture Contest, which was a very creative title. I found an old manual on radio. So what you do is draw a picture of what you think I look like and send that picture to Picture, WKNR Box 3100, Detroit 13. No, get it again. You send it, the drawing, you send it to Picture, WKNR, Box 1300, Detroit 31, Michigan. Do that for me right now, and then the winner gets a cheap Japanese transistor radio, whoever comes the closest to identifying me. I mean, what I look like, you know. This is called, Yes, Scott Regan is a Fink, because he got his own contest. Try to make one up.
That's the DX Audio Service for this month. Next month is our 25th anniversary, so I'd like as many members as possible to call the Musings line. Tell us about yourself and why you joined the DX Audio Service, and let's just have a good time. Till then, get out and support radio.